Welcome to a special edition of What in God's Name. My magnificent podcast partner, Shana, is gifted in the area of traumatic stress response. In today's special five-minute pastoral message, as we all face the ongoing stress of the pandemic, as we all walk a new path that is not worn because nobody's walked on it before, Shana shares one nugget of wisdom from her work in critical incident response teams, which is, stay active. This 5 minutes is from last Thursday's show, which you can access in its entirety on our website, whatingods.com. The great art you are listening to is Brahms, who wrote the best orchestral French horn parts ever. Here is Shana.
We're powerless over the pandemic, but we're not powerless over our response to it.
And that's part of your training in helping in trauma response, right? Is that one of the messages that you give to people in those situations?
It is. It is a message that we give them. It's a message that we give them based on experience, though. So it's not like a belief necessarily, because we can quantify it. And we know that it's actually a very small percentage of people who, if exposed to trauma, will manifest PTSR. And I think that came out in your interview a couple of months ago with Concord's fire chief.
Yes.
So very few people will develop PTS, and I use R as opposed to D.
R being?
Response.
Rather than disorder? Is D disorder?
Yeah, D is disorder, and a traumatic incident is characterized as an abnormal set of circumstances that overwhelms our normal ability to manage stuff. I mean, each of us has capacity. Each of us has some resiliency, but we can be thrown into a situation where suddenly the content of that situation overwhelms our normal coping mechanism. My question is, what's a normal response to that? You know, so, and no one's been able to quantify that. So a lot of us in the trenches refer to it as post-traumatic stress response after encountering some trauma. But we know that within 4 to 6 weeks or so after exposure, most people can get back to their lives. They are not, however, unchanged. Trauma well resolved creates resiliency. And that's just what we're finding out now after years and years of years. So there's actually a whole new study out there that is post-traumatic stress growth, PTSG, and people are starting to look at why do some people do better than others. One of the things that really helps is people being able to be active in a traumatic. So one of the things that hurts, let me frame it the other way, one of the things that really makes it difficult for people to deal with a trauma is if they freeze.
Freeze in the moment or freeze afterwards or
freeze both? Freeze in the moment. Freeze in the moment. If something jumped off and they just froze and they couldn't do anything, that makes it really hard for people to deal with whatever the trauma was long term. So, you know, I go back to this saying that my mom used to have, do you do something, even if it's wrong, do something, you know, get yourself active, you know, snap yourself out of it and try to get busy, do something. I know there's a lot of people now who are, they're sending out patterns for sewing face masks for healthcare personnel. People are, one person I heard of put flyers with her name and number in all the mailboxes in her neighborhood so that elderly folks would have somebody to call. And she's, you know, said she can go out and do shopping for them. And there's a lot to be done. There's lots of subtle, small ways that we can each reach out, make a difference in this time.
So that's why you called people at the beginning of our show today to do something.
Do something. Do something. Get active. Get in there. Because that's when you can begin to do something, you are no longer at effect of the thing that is happening. You move to a different position where you are now at cause.
You are an agent.
You are an agent. You are causing something to happen despite, you know, whatever else is happening out there.
That is today's special edition of What in God's Name. If you know someone for whom this might be helpful, send the link or share us on Facebook. We'll talk to you again with a new show on Thursday.